Herzlich willkommen, Sia Namgela, and welcome to the Bundesliga Connection with Chris Harrington on the SL Podcast in partnership with DW Berlin.
It's time for the latest from Germany's domestic football league, the Bundesliga, and more. For that, we are joined by Chris Harrington from our partner station Deutsche Welle in Berlin, Germany. Chris, Germany's national team has yet to win a match after three friendlies.
Yes, they are hosting the European Championships 2024. So, as I've already mentioned, they've punched their ticket, but their form on the pitch just really hasn't met expectations. Hansi Flick, after a dismal performance at Qatar, a dismal showing, has only picked up one win since resuming action, and that was the first friendly prior to these three against Peru. And then you see a draw with Ukraine. Of course, you could chalk that up as, you know, an emotional match with what's going on with Ukraine. But you do expect the German national football team to put on a clinic versus a side like Ukraine. And then Poland. They're coming off a loss versus Poland. Poland, it's only their second victory in 22 games dating all the way back to 1933. So historically, quite significant for the Polish side, for Germany. Just a reminder that they have a lot of improving to do. Hansi Flick has a lot of offense to choose from. He has to just figure out which players to pick. I personally like Niklas Füllkrug. He was a late addition to Qatar. He's always producing. He looks to be a polished striker. They need, you know, someone to be a good co-captain to him, whether it's going to be Timo Werner, whether it's going to be Kai Havertz, Leroy Sané. I mean, the list goes on and on. They're going to have to be solid, and they're going to have to improve. But we have to remind ourselves of something here in Germany. This Germany is not the Germany that won the 2014 World Cup. They're just not the same players. I mean, that was nearly 10 years ago. You know, so the reality is a lot of nations have improved. Germany has declined a bit. You saw that in Qatar. You know, I do think the expectations are higher than what we see on the pitch. And Hansi Flick, you know, has a lot of figuring out to do if they're going to make, you know, some impression come next summer during the European Championships.
Bayern is reportedly busy trying to beef up their defense. Manchester City's Kyle Walker is reportedly in advanced talks to join with manager Thomas Tuchel, saying he's a key factor.
Yeah, well, them keeping Thomas Tuchel on board, it suggests they're going to give him the keys, right? He's going to be able to make some moves and call some shots. They've already cleaned house in terms of CEO and sporting director at Bayern Munich. Thomas Tuchel, you know, basically the big man on campus right now. And when you look at Kyle Walker, him being omitted from the Man City starting lineup in the Champions League final, it suggests that he will be exiting this transfer window. And one report here coming out of Germany is that there were significant talks between Tuchel, his team, and Walker's representatives. Right now, the word is no agreement has been reached officially, but Walker wants the move to be permanent, and all parties are optimistic that they will finalize the deal. You know, Man City are looking to take care of their business to defend what they've recently accomplished, and Bayern are just trying to get back on track. They have to tighten up defensively. When you look at the numbers, you look at how many losses, how many draws they've had this past season and seasons past. You know, they don't have the best defense in all of the land in the Bundesliga anymore. That's no longer a fact. They're either tied with some other team or they're trailing another team in terms of allowing goals. So I do think Bayern need to tighten up their defense. And there are even more reports that Bayern Munich are regarded as favorites for Napoli's defender Kim Min-jae. You know, he's a South Korean international. He was expected to join Manchester United this summer, but Bayern are close to settling on personal terms with Kim and his team, and they're looking to buy him out with the 60 million euro clause. So it looks like that Bayern Munich are doing everything they can to basically give Thomas Tuchel the pieces that he's asking for, requesting he wants to get them at least, you know, back in good graces with the international community. Of course, they won the Bundesliga, but Bayern Munich always want more than that.
Sadio Mane recently said never say never over a move to Newcastle United. What is the latest news coming out of the Bayern camp now?
Well, you know, that never say never comment is from a former British politician and a Newcastle United diehard fan. And I think it was just kind of some bait. You know, Sadio Mane, always being the gentleman, never disappointing, I think gave fans something they've always wanted, just a possibility. The never say never, you know, I think it's nice for a conversation at the water cooler. But the reality is, when you listen to what Sadio Mane is saying, he's saying basically he's going to report July 13th to begin preseason training. You know, obviously he has his Senegalese duty. You know, they're competing, trying to, you know, put themselves in good position to retain the AFCON, you know, that they won the last edition of. But all in all, he's committed to proving his point to Thomas Tuchel. Thomas Tuchel is clearly aware of what Sadio Mane has done in the Premier League. You know, he hasn't really performed to his expectations with the injury and so forth. He had a rift with the former coach, Julian Nagelsmann. There are a lot of factors at play, but I do think reputation matters to Mane a little bit more right now, because his reputation, if he were to depart, it's fair to say would be tarnished a bit. He's keen to stay at the club. He's keen to repair those impressions of his performance and what he can contribute to the Bundesliga champions. And he wants to prove Thomas Tuchel and all of his naysayers wrong. You know, I do think that's a mission of his. At least that's what the camp in Munich has been reporting. We have some time to wait and see if anything will materialize. But right now, Mane seems committed to the Mia San Mia mentality in Munich.
And just like always, Chris, before we let you go, what else has hit your radar?
Just a shout out to Napoli striker Victor Osimhen. You know, Victor was a former Wolfsburg player here in the Bundesliga. I like to follow Bundesliga alumni. His number speaks for itself. I mean, you know the name and you know what he's done for Napoli. Well, he's just added his 17th international goal for Nigeria. He's bumped up to sixth on the all-time list. That is obviously worth a mention. And Nigeria, of course, has punched their ticket to the AFCON that's scheduled to kick off in January. So a lot of football to look forward to. Of course, you guys are the experts on that side, but I do follow the Bundesliga players, former Bundesliga players, and I like to report what they do and the noise they make. And that's just a bit of it from Victor Osimhen.
Thank you very much for the Bundesliga update, Mr. Chris Harrington, from our partner station Deutsche Welle in Berlin, Germany. Have a fantastic day further.
Danke schön und auf Wiedersehen.
The Bundesliga Connection, proudly brought to you by Soccer Laduma.